Bingham glowered at him. I taught you better than that. You only think that you did, Ty said. Do you care to tell me what happened? The job is done. We had little trouble. There were far more guards in the house than anticipated.
It's been like that all around the city, Bingham muttered, shaking his head. You should have anticipated it.
Was Bingham actually blaming him? It was Bingham's information, and if anyone was to blame for something happening, it would be Bingham, not him. But leave it to Bingham to make it seem like it was his fault. Fine, it's my fault. You provided perfect information. Still, the job is done.
And what about Olivia?
Bingham asked. Ty snorted. It shouldn't have irritated him, but it still did. There was a part of him that was bothered by the fact that it seemed like Bingham was more concerned about her. Thieves like Ty were easy to find, he suspected. Thieves like Olivia. She had natural abilities that he simply couldn't dream of. That is what you are after, isn't it? Ty asked, motioning to the sculpture. Bingham turned his attention from Ty and knelt down in front of the sculpture.
It is a true relic, isn't it?
Did you doubt me?
I stopped doubting you a long time ago, Bingham said softly.
Will it be enough?
I don't know. It's possible that it won't be. It depends upon how much the king values the dragon thief.
He looked over to Ty, and there was a hint of emotion in his eyes. That was unusual.
You might have to see if that Tikal will help, especially if she and James are at odds.
He had considered that was a possibility, though it seemed to Ty that Gaol Holt had been far more interested in ensuring the safety of Ishantil, at least after they had succeeded. Prior to that, she had been after the dragon egg. That was all that it seemed like she was after. Maybe she had been playing him the whole time, which he wouldn't have necessarily put past her.
I might, Ty said. He nodded to the sculpture.
They had an interesting security measure. They had some dragon magic holding it in place. We couldn't move it. Only after we removed the influence were we able to lift the sculpture.
Bingham ran his hand along the surface of the sculpture.
Interesting, he said. I would not have expected them to have placed any sort of protection along it.
The fact we were able to remove it should draw more attention to us, Ty said.
Bingham nodded.
I would agree with that. Are you sure that's the kind of heat you want?
I'm not after heat, Ty said. He was after a way of reaching his brother. That was what this was about now. Dragon relics, the dragon pearls that he had taken from the temple, and perhaps a personal plea. That was his plan. Ty knew that it would be unlikely to be effective, especially since Rossan James had brought his brother away from Zarenth and the capital, and that it seemed like Rossan James and Holt had some animosity towards each other, as if they were battling for the king's favor. Ty had the feeling that Holt played a different game than James, though. He wasn't sure what it was, not yet. With enough of an offering, a dragon relic or two, along with the dragon pearls, and perhaps even some dragon remnants, Ty had to hope that it would be enough. His brother, the dragon thief, had been captured, and now it was up to Ty to figure out what it would take to get him back. He didn't know what that would involve, only that he had done what he claimed to have done on behalf of their missing parents. He needed to get more information, and this was the only way he knew how. It wasn't nearly as extensive as what the dragon thief had done, especially as he had operated all throughout the kingdom. But if he could use him for smaller jobs, smaller compared to what the dragon thief had done, but still larger than his usual jobs, he had to think that he could gain the attention of those his brother had been working for. And it was possible Rossan James and Gaol were still out there and watching for him. A knock came at the door behind them, and Bingham frowned before heading over to it. He waited for a moment, listening. The knock wasn't the designated signal, which worried Ty. It didn't repeat. He grabbed the sculpture and slipped it behind the counter, then hurried to the door,